Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, listeners. It's Nug Nargang here. Just wanted to let you know that Illusionoid now has a Patreon account. We want to continue to grow our audience, and with your support, we can provide more content, offer exclusive merchandise, advertise our podcast to new listeners, and cover our monthly operating costs. You can donate as little as $1 a month to help us reach our goal. For more than a dollar, you can get your name read in the credits, you can get some cool swag, you can title an episode, and even create a character for us to use. Check out patreon.com/illusionoid for all the information and goodies you can get by being a supporter. That's patreon.com/illusionoid. Thanks.
In the distant future, humanity will be annihilated by its greatest creation, a half-mad, living computer called Illusionoid. A lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to your time radios. That's it. Just like that. Good. For what you're about to hear may change the future and ultimately spare mankind from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
Hello! Today I went to the IKEA, the last IKEA in the universe, filled with Swedish automatons and meatballs made of man who do my bidding and assemble my furniture. They didn't have my Gorblocks. Crap! Tonight's tale combines the sister evils of science and magic. And what twisted soul would dare dabble in both? Why, none other than Max Majors!
Do you think they saw us?
Of course they saw us. Look, we gotta hide, man, because they're so close. We're gonna get killed here.
You hide behind this
barrel? This dumpster?
Dumpster, yeah. You hide behind the dumpster, and I'll, Oh my god. We're too late.
Let's move this dumpster. Come on, they're coming.
What's in this thing?
Oh god.
Oh,
look at the wall.
It's glowing.
Look at this mess. I've never seen anything like it in all my 15 years on the force.
You know, I hate getting calls like this.
It's just a mess.
It's steamy.
It's gross. There's body parts everywhere.
It's wet.
Not only that, but look at the symbol drawn on the wall.
I've seen one of those before.
Yeah?
I was hoping I'd never see one again.
Yeah, me too. I think there's only one man we can call in.
Don't say his name, because I heard you say his name and he just like shows up, and that just makes me so nervous. There's gotta be somebody else who does what this guy can do.
No, nobody else can do what Max Majors can do.
Did somebody say Max Majors?
Oh, jeez.
All right.
My name's Maxwell Majors. I'm a private eye. 14 years ago, I was bit by a magical spider. And that spider gave me the powers of magic. Now I solve crimes using that power. Magical crimes. Fighting magic with magic. Making some magic of my own. It was November 14th at 8 a.m. when I sensed my name being brought up down by the wharf. So, in my own inimitable way, In my own way, I teleported down to the scene.
All right. Max,
Hey, Max.
Max, listen.
This is the sitch, all right? We got a dumpster.
Mm-hmm.
It's been moved. You can see the marks, the scrapings on the floor.
Yeah.
There's glowing goop all over the place. There's body parts everywhere.
Yeah.
And there's this crazy symbol drawn on the wall.
It kind of looks like a... I don't know, it's like a parallelogram.
Mm-hmm. It kind of looks like a rhombus.
Mm-hmm. A little like a rhombus, which is the two sides sloping in and the two other sides parallel.
But then there's these squiggles inside that I've never seen before.
Come on, boys, we've been through this already. You stick a parallelogram with a rhombus and put some squiggly lines in the middle, and what do you get?
Magic.
Magic.
That's right. And in this case, a vortex. Looks like there was a vortex portal opened up behind this dumpster, and you're... two suspect victims got sucked in there, leaving only their ectoplasmic remains.
Now hold on a second, Max. Now, from what I remember, a vortex has two sides. One side going in, and one side coming out the other.
Looks like you did your homework, Marcus.
But if that's the case, and this vortex has two sides,
yeah,
and they've left ectoplasmic remains, which is the glowing goop,
yeah,
what's with the body parts?
The body parts. Right. These are somebody else's body parts.
Hold on, look at this. There's a little... looks like a business card down here. It's got a name on it. That's all. Both sides.
Oh,
nothing but
see.
A business card. Name.
I hate his creepy laugh.
Me too. I know.
You're right. This is just a name. However, if you take out this marker and scribble over the card, you'll see that it's
written
in invisible ink.
Magic ink.
Magic ink.
This is a toy you can buy at a corner store.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah.
What? Well, let me see what it says here now. Professor Carstairs.
Professor Carstairs! My old nemesis, that man of scientific magic. What is he doing collecting body parts?
Oh, I have an idea!
Ted,
it's not about the body parts. I bet they're from his side of the vortex. If we can go through this vortex, I bet we come out at Carstairs' place on the other side.
Well, to do that, we have to invoke another vortex.
We have to invoke another vortex?
That's right.
This sounds like... your work, Magus.
Yeah, this sounds like this is right up your alley.
This sounds like your kind of thing.
It sounds like this is something you should take care of.
We should probably not be here while you make this happen.
Maybe we should just turn around and leave.
I think it's up to you to make sure that we are not here.
You're right, boys. So why don't you two pigs take a walk?
We helped. Why did he call us pigs?
What the hell?
We were nothing but nice to him.
Max Magus, man.
Not a bone of
gratitude in that guy's body.
That guy's a total
not
dick.
Not a freaking bone of gratitude.
A magic dick.
All right, Max. You're on your own here.
Good luck, magic.
Maybe your bald Chinaman can help you, huh?
So long, wizard.
Keep walking, piggies. Wong, get over here.
Oh, yes, our master. You summoned her for me.
Yes, my bald-headed oriental assistant. We've got a portal to pass through.
Oh, another one. Oh, this looks like the job of Dr. Professor Carstairs.
Correct again, Wong.
So it looks like we have to begin at square one with the vortex invocation.
Yes. You assemble the parallelogram and rhombus.
Yes, here we are. I have these. I have made them out of Lego, and they should approximate what we are looking for.
Good. I shall add the final ingredient.
A lock of hair.
A lock of hair?
The fang of an iguana. The cheek of a girl. And the waistband of my underpants.
Excellent. Now.
Mortar and pestle.
Yes.
Grind them up. A little urine. There we go. It's all ready.
Excellent. Look, Wong. Look.
Oh.
Look through the puddle of urine. You can see the vortex opening it up.
Oh, it shimmers. It shimmers and glows. There's Professor Carstairs on the other side.
Quick, silently and viciously, into the puddle of urine.
Whoa.
We'll continue with more Illusionoid right after this.
Now, Illusionoid continues.
We're on the other side. In Carstairs' lair.
I think he's right here, but he's not noticing us.
That's because we're clouded, shielded by a shimmering veil of urine.
Thank you, Maximages.
Now, minions, get ready.
All right.
We have two bodies to experiment with.
Just two today, Dr. Carstairs!
Yes, too foolish enough to move that dumpster. We've lost a few body parts when the vortex opened, but that's okay. It'll throw the police off our trail.
Dr. Carstairs, what are we using these bodies for again?
We're feeding the magic beast that is fueling our machinery. We're trying to combine science and magic together into one thing. I call it Magence.
Magence! Look over there on the giant hamster wheel! The magic beast turning the wheel and causing dynamo!
Magic can be the fuel for technology, and with that magic technology, I can take over the world.
Professor Carstairs, if it's just operating a hamster's wheel on a dynamo, couldn't we just use a steam engine or something?
No. Steam engines give off exhaust. Steam engines are noticeable. A magic beast gives off nothing but power. Oh.
So it sounds like Professor Carstairs is looking to take over the world with his magical beast.
Trying again, eh, Wong?
Should we decloak ourselves and reveal ourselves and stop him?
Let's take this veil of urine over to that magical beast and just see what we're dealing with.
Oh, I like the way you think.
Okay, urine cloak on.
Look at the size of that thing.
It's the size of an ancient megafauna mole.
Yes.
Let me see if I can commune with its thoughts.
Oh!
I hear you in my head.
Ancient beast of the nether dimensions.
Yes, who's calling? Who's calling?
It is Maxwell Magus.
Oh, Max Magus, the magic detective.
That is correct.
Oh, please, you must free me from this giant wheel.
Ancient dimensional beast.
I have a name.
What is your name? That's what I was going to ask you. What is your name?
Glenn.
Glenn. How did he capture you?
He cast a spell. A spell that summoned me to his lair. He captured me. Now I'm on his wheel and I can't get out. He's making me power this terrible machine. He's going to take over the world. I can do nothing to stop him because of his binding technology.
You stay put, Glenn, and we'll get you out of here so that you can get back to the nether dimensions and do the... What is your purpose?
I run a store.
He runs a store. Glenn! Stay right there!
Oh, now I happened to hear that because I was psychically tethered to you.
Yes, of course you were also organically tethered to me.
Oh, yes.
Yes, through our umbilical cord.
I know. Yeah. I never had it removed.
Nor did I, and we tied it together.
Very handy.
Yeah.
We share nutrients sometimes.
It's true.
We must help this beast.
And we will.
Carstairs!
Max Magus!
That's right, you thought you could get away with this, eh? Not with Max Magus on the case!
And Wong!
Oh, yeah. And Wong.
Oh no! Max Magus and Wong are here! I didn't expect that at all!
I'm no stranger to sarcasm!
Good! Minions! Grab them!
Wong!
Kung Fu!
Oh. Well That's displayed, right. You just cracked the board in half.
Can yes. you do more kung fu than that one
oh,
trick?
That was it. I've blown my wand down that.
Damn it! I'll have to use some magic. Observe, minions of Carstairs. How, when I move my two middle fingers down closer to my palm and extend my thumbs, I create...
The sign of Magus!
Correct! The sign of Magus, from which my power derives. Behold this stunning display of fireworks!
Oh my god!
I wish you had warned me that was happening, but I cannot see. You blinded me!
My minions!
Now, as you are blinded, I surprise you. with fire in your face!
Oh, I wish you had told me you were going to do that.
Wong, I wish you got out of the way.
Oh, I'm so hurt. I'm burned.
Oh, Magus, you may have taken down my minions, but I have a magical beast, and I will unleash it upon you. Beast!
Exactly as I had planned.
What?
Glenn, any final words for Professor Carstairs?
I'm going back to my store.
He's... okay. Why did I ask?
No! Beast! Magus, you may have won this round, but I will be back.
Oh! Smoke bomb in the trap door!
He is gone. He has totally vanished.
Truly, he has synthesized magic and science.
Oh, he'll be back, I wager.
Really? How much?
Oh, I don't know. $5?
$5? Well, I'll take that bet.
Yeah.
Sure, why not?
I bet he'll be back.
You bet he's back. I'll be back. I'll bet you, for the sake of $5, that he will not be back.
Yes,
I mean, I can burn $5. I shit $5.
I know.
Wong, that's like a year's salary.
Well, you're independently wealthy.
Thank you, Magus, for saving me.
Oh, right. Glenn.
Now I return to the Netherworld to tend to my store.
Glenn, before you go, take this. If you ever need the help of a Max Magus again, call us on that cell phone.
Thank you. I'll put it in my no pockets, jerk.
Okay, you know what?
I'm going back to the Netherworld, and I don't want to be bothered again.
I wish we had left him chained to that machine now.
You know what? Watch what I'm going to do. Oh. Observe, Glenn, as I move
Goodbye.
My little fingers down to the...
He's gone.
All
he
right.
Stepped through the vortex, and he's gone.
Well, looks like we've solved another case and have a mountain of body parts to either report to the police or take home to experiment with.
And from now, you go back to being your secret identity of Maximilian Magoo.
On with my glasses. Ew, I can't see anything because I'm old and feeble. Kind oriental stranger, will you escort me home to my midtown mansion?
And I will go back to my secret identity of Carl
Weathers.
All right, I'm gonna punch you in the head. Now, let's go.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Weathers.
Sign of Magus, improvised by Illusionoid, starring Paul Bates as Criminal Number 1, Max Magus, and Minion Number 2, Lee Smart as Criminal Number 2, Policeman Marcus, Assistant Wong, and Minion Number 1, and Nug Nargang as Policeman Ted, Professor Carstairs, and Glenn the Mole, recorded at Illusionoid Laboratories in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Thanks to our Patreon donors for making today's show possible. Specifically, thanks to the following donors: Daniel Blake, Jeff Kincannon, Anne Nunnally, Kelly Zellen, David, unknown last name, and the Terrible Warriors Podcast. Go give them a listen. To have your name mentioned in our Hall of Fame, or to reap the many other benefits of being a patron, go to patreon.com/illusionoid. You can listen to Illusionoid, and now you can wear Illusionoid. Get an Illusionoid t-shirt in black or green at TeePublic. That's right, the official t-shirt of the doomed future is available today. Visit TeePublic.com and search for Illusionoid, or follow the link on our Facebook page. You can follow Illusionoid on both Twitter and Instagram at IllusionoidPod. One great name and two great places to follow and share our show. Illusionoid is brought to you by Antica Productions. Check out all the other podcasts on the Antica Network, such as Pick a Number with Adam Groh and Issue Zero with Fred Kennedy. And follow them both on Twitter at Pick a Number Pod and at Issue Zero Pod. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/illusionoid. Head to our iTunes page and give us a 5-star review, as higher ratings help more people find out about the show.
Use Professor Carstairs' name in your review to show that you actually heard this message. Tell your friends, tell the world, and help save the future by sharing our show. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on
Illusionoid.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.